Early one summer morning, the doctor said,
Jean-Marie, please take this picnic hamper and get the horse and carriage ready. We're going to Franchard to look for special plants and herbs. I'm going to write about them in my book.
Dr. Dupré studied plants and herbs and often used them to make medicines. At 8:30, they were riding down the country road on their way to Franchard.
Do you know anything about Franchard?
Asked the doctor.
No, I don't,
said Jean-Marie.
Let me tell you,
said the doctor.
Franchard has an interesting history. There was a beautiful church there hundreds of years ago, but it was destroyed during a war. Now there is nothing, just a few old walls and some stones. But some people say there's a lost treasure there, the treasure of Franchard.
A lost treasure?
Said Jean-Marie, who was suddenly interested.
Yes, a treasure,
said the doctor.
The person who finds the treasure will become very rich. Just think, Jean-Marie, we could buy a castle, a house in Paris, beautiful clothes, jewels, horses. Ha! You can do everything with money.
But you said money isn't very important,
said Jean-Marie.
You don't understand,
said the doctor.
You're just a boy.
They were both quiet until they got to Franchard. The doctor went to look for the special plants and herbs, and Jean-Marie slept in the carriage. Suddenly, Jean-Marie woke up because he heard a loud cry.
Ah!
He jumped out of the carriage and looked around. He saw the doctor standing by an old stone wall, and his face was white. The doctor ran towards Jean-Marie and cried,
I found it!
A special plant?
Asked Jean-Marie. The doctor laughed loudly and said,
No, not a plant! I found the treasure of Franchard!